Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The beating of a heart, or it's Huey Lewis in the news? Oh, got it. College football tomorrow. UCF is in Greenville. The Knights will take on East Carolina. Gary Paris will be to my right as our color analyst for UCF broadcast, and he joins us to give us a little bit of a preview and also about what we watched last week. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing fine. Really doing good. Thank you.
What was impressive about last Saturday, considering, again, first game out for UCF, the unique offseason for obvious reasons, limited hitting? What stood out to you early in that game about UCF?
Well, you know, it was the consistency of the offense. They really looked like, in the second period there, they looked like they were in midseason form. You could tell that Gabriel was in charge of the game. You could feel that his tempo, coach got into a good rhythm, got the tempo going, and they were able to score 21 points in that second quarter. And to me, that was really impressive, the way he took command. And he looked like a really, really, like a seasoned veteran at quarterback.
Georgia Tech takes that opening kick back and scores quickly, and then the Knights offense gets going. Again, it's one game, but Dylan Gabriel looks different in what areas from last year to this year?
You know, the thing that I was impressed with was his command of the game. You know, I like a comment that Coach made, is that his eyes were at the right place. You could sense that. Looking up from the press box, and when you're watching him, his eyes were in the right place, the place they were supposed to be. Now, this is what's unique about that, Mark, was that they came out and played a defense that they have not shown. They have never shown that under Jeff Collins type of defense. And UCF had looked at what they did against Florida State, and they come out and see a total different defense. And I think after a couple series, I think we settled down, and it looked like, again, Dylan Gabriel, his eyes were in the right place. He was making the right decisions.
Gary, UCF's defense, they knew, was going to be talented up front with the players they brought back, played some young players in the secondary, but that defense forced turnovers. I mean, sometimes you luck into some, but pass rush, hands up, tip ball, interception, stripping, fumble. What stood out to you about the UCF defense?
I just love the way they played. I think they played aggressively. They bent a few times, but they never broke. I thought that you got the names that you're supposed to have out there making the big plays. Eric Gilliard, Richie Grant, Aaron Robinson, Eric Mitchell. Those guys were all Randy Charlton. They were guys that you anticipated. But what you did not expect was when freshmen like a kid like Josh Salaskar came up and made a couple big plays, had a great game for a true freshman. So, and Corey Thornton getting his opportunity as a true freshman. Those were the plus things that I came away with. It, but the real veterans, what you expected, you saw.
Speed has been obviously something UCF has had during this run, and now as they get into conference play, there's some games here that are certainly going to be challenging games, but you could see that against a Georgia Tech team, it's going to get better. I mean, I think we agree Jeff Collins is going to do a good job. I don't know if they're going to have a bunch of wins this year. They may win 3-4 games this year. But the speed of UCF, Gary, I think is as good as anybody. It doesn't mean that they would beat Alabama in a best of seven or anything like that, but that speed is going to give them advantages week in and week out, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you take, for example, trying to cover Marlon Williams one-on-one. Marlon's got, as a slot receiver, moved to the outside when Trey Nixon got hurt. And he, you could see his vertical speed more so there. You could see the kid, Jalen Robinson, his quickness and his speed. Otis Anderson, when you put him in from running back to in a slot formation, his ability to get across the field. It's just amazing the speed at different places and at different weapons that come out. You throw at people, they're just not ready for that.
All right, every game one is going to lead a coach to go, but we can get better at this. Talking to Josh Heupel last night, Alex Golish, the co-offensive coordinator and tight ends coach, some things I would do to clean up on offense, scare the false starts, and a few of those penalties kind of put you back from that first and 10 to first and 15 or set a second and 4, second and 9. Anything else that stood out to you that you say, you know what, this has got to get better?
Well, you know, it's really funny you said that. One of the things I highlighted that we talked about what it need to be improved was the penalties. I think, again, he highlighted on the extension of the fact that you hurt yourself, especially in the third period, when you make a first down or you get caught for jumping. You had a great play called, and the guy moves, and you have a great play made out of it. Then he comes back instead of being first and a long, you know, first down, long way down the field. You're moving back first and 15. Those are the same things that I expected those, though, in your opening game. There's that nervousness out there. And I think the other thing, Mark, that you'll see is being able to communicate on the line. As you get up there, you communicate to each other, you talk to each other. And I really feel like this is a good offensive line, and they're only going to get better and better. They're going to get better protection. Not that they gave up a lot of sacks or anything like that, but they're just going to get better at creating running holes and allowing our quarterback to be able, again, so you stay focused down the field.
Mike Houston's a good football coach. He proved that by winning an FCS championship at James Madison. It's a second year for him at East Carolina. Like most coaches, you inherit that team that first year, figure out the changes you've got to make. In year two, they brought in some transfers, particularly help on the defensive side. Holton Ehlers, as we've seen now for the last couple of years, he's a junior, big 6'3", 230 pounds. So let me start there. What is it about him that UCF has to be concerned with this week?
Well, if you turn your back on him, if you're in secondary or linebackers, he'll take off and run. He has the ability. He's a big kid, as we know. He's 6'3", he's at 228 pounds, and he's got tremendous speed, and he's a big, it's like a big fullback running down the field with an excellent arm. He also is a veteran quarterback. He brings to the table a lot of skills, ability to throw all the passes. He has all the packages. Given time, he can do a lot of damage to a defense.
Defensively, again, they brought in some new faces and changed coordinators. So what's important? I think it comes back to UCF's tempo. And here's where playing a game, I think, helps them. But any thoughts about what ECU might do defensively?
Well, I think what they have to be able to look at the Georgia Tech film and say, okay, what did Georgia Tech do good as a defensive team, and see if we can mimic that and if we have that in our arsenal of plays. I think, again, they've got to be able to put pressure on our quarterback and force Dylan to throw errant passes and make him and disguise their secondary a little better sometimes than Georgia did, because we were really doing a good job of reading the coverages downfield. So to me, the key is to disrupt Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback, get him out of rhythm. And the other would be to shut down our running game and force us to be one more one-dimensional, which hasn't happened in a while.
They had 11,000 fans last week. Tomorrow, there'll be 350. We talked last week about the challenge of creating your own environment, but I thought the crowd was pretty loud again for the 11,000. This is different, and those 350 are on the East Carolina side. Maybe that's a good thing for UCF, because no one's yelling at you from behind the bench, and you can certainly hear everything. It's going to be odd, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, but to most of the players that have ever played the game, you know, you hear the crowd every now and then, but most of the time when you're out on the field, you tune it out. You're actually being more focused. I used to be able to, as a player, zone out that noise and really focus on what I was supposed to be doing and supposed to be reading out there, reading my coverages and all as the game went along. But you love that crowd at the Bounce House, because it's enthusiasm is at its highest, and it's contagious. It makes you, you get fired up, you enjoy it. Now you're having to play, and there'll be piped in music, and I think between the two schools, they'll decide what levels they will allow it to be, but you'll have piped in music. And I'm not sure how that's going to work, Mark. I've never played at a stadium. Of course, there was only 300 people, so it'll be interesting to see.
That is one thing that UCF is curious is about the piped-in noise, which the league allows to a limit. What that limit is going to be interesting to find out tomorrow. Gary, see you at the airport. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
Gary Paris, called a football analyst. We get set for UCF and East Carolina tomorrow, pregame at 10, and the kickoff is set for 12 noon. More of the Beat of Sports after timeout.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.